How do we shine light into the darkness of the dietary jungle? What do we really need to eat and do to heal our bodies, find emotional balance, and achieve optimal health? This podcast will bring you the answers to these questions. My name is Fabio Bellanova, and you are listening to the Intuitive Health Podcast. The benefits of a raw vegan or high raw lifestyle. Today, I'm going to share the benefits of a raw vegan lifestyle with you. I picked out just a few because really there are endless benefits. I'm also going to explain to you that it's not that easy to just jump in and adapt a raw vegan diet and be fine. So let's start with the first point. Your energy levels will spike. That is really the first thing that most people notice, is just having much more energy, because most of our energy actually is used for digestion. So if we eat more complex foods, just more cooked foods, but also like vegan replacement products or animal products, these take a lot of energy for our body to even digest, and sometimes we are not even able to assimilate and use all the nutrients or all the aspects of the foods we are eating. So when we switch to a raw vegan or high raw lifestyle, we will have all the energy that isn't used for digestion left. The thing is, and I experienced this myself, that so many people actually have too much energy at some point. A lot of us are used to using the phone a lot, and just in the evening, just lay in bed or on the couch, watch a movie, watch Netflix, whatever. And when we have much more energy than we are used to, sometimes we can feel very ungrounded or restless, and we can't really sleep. So once we adapt this kind of lifestyle, that's why I'm saying it's a lifestyle. It's not just a diet, it's a lifestyle, because the whole lifestyle has to change. We can't just go on and do the same things that we used to do, because it's simply not possible anymore. We need to use our body much more, move our body. And that also brings me to my second point, that it overall makes you more health conscious. So what do I mean by that? Just adapting a raw vegan diet by itself will make you realize many things that are going wrong in your life. Food often is used to numb ourselves in a way, depending on how heavy or how much we eat. And once we don't do that anymore, we realize like, oh, I've been used to sitting on my phone every evening for like 3 hours, and now I can't do it anymore because it doesn't satisfy me anymore. I need to do something more conscious, something that gives me back and just not only consumes my energy. So that is really a very important point, to find at the same time, once we allow ourselves to have that energy, is find things to use the energy for. It's just the same as you wanting to get rid of something unhealthy that you're eating. You need to replace it with something, because otherwise there is a void, you know. So that is really something to keep in mind. Also, another benefit is having super clear skin. There's nothing really negative to that. Like, it will stay like that if you don't overdo it. Some people experience even much worse skin in the beginning, especially people that go into like a fruitarian diet or even into fasting, because, well, there are many reasons why that happens. Mostly it's because the body is not able to use the elimination channels that it usually uses to eliminate the toxins from the body, and then it opens up the skin, and then the skin can become much worse. Some people claim that this is needed for the body to really detoxify, but I feel like, I've been going through this myself, so I'm speaking from experience, I feel like it's really not necessary to punish our bodies in that way, because I've seen so many people, and it happened to myself, I couldn't really live my life anymore as I used to. Not that I wanted to stay where I was, but I wasn't even able to adapt a new life because I was so tired, I had low energy. So I touch on this a lot also on my Instagram at fabio.bellanova. The thing is, we really need a transition. And I realized that after 2 years of being high fruit, mostly raw with lots of fasting, that it didn't really do me well in the end. So what I did now is I stepped back And I'm currently eating sometimes foods that I would call suboptimal, and many people in the raw world would claim they are unhealthy and they are, putting toxins in my body and things like that. But we have to get away from this mental construct of this is the perfect thing that we should be doing. It's really about dropping into our heart and understanding what we really need in each moment. And it can look even different. Sometimes I'm eating just fruit. Sometimes I'm even eating just raw. And sometimes I like to have a vegan burger, and that's completely fine. And it's so important that you understand this and really internalize it and go by your gut feeling. Of course, in the beginning, it can be a little bit harder to listen to our intuition. Because, like, let's say if we take an overweight person and they crave pizza and burgers all the time and chips, obviously that's not their intuition. That's just the body craving these foods because it's only used to that. But when we consciously make the choice to move towards a more plant-based, whole foods, and then eventually a more raw vegan lifestyle, we will automatically gain the benefits, but step by step. And not everything at once, and then we don't know what to do with it. So it's really important to take your time with it and always stay patient. Consistency and patience are the most important things to remember when being on a health path or any path, like life in general, really. Another benefit is that digestion will improve. So some people are reporting that their digestion gets even worse in the beginning, and that could be because your digestion system isn't used to having so much fiber and so many raw vegetables. So it can be even beneficial and much better for your body to lightly steam or bake some of the vegetables you want to incorporate and eat more, and then do like let's say have like something baked, some baked veggies or oven roasted veggies, and have a salad on the side, not just a salad with raw vegetables. It can be too much at once. So when people say they can't digest vegetables, which I'm really again talking from experience, there was a point in my life just about 1.5 to 2 years ago when I was eating only fruits, and then I jumped into juice fasting. And when I was incorporating foods again, and people told me, you need to eat greens, you need to incorporate this and that, it will make you healthy. The problem was, I couldn't even digest it. It just came out like it went inside. And even though I chewed a lot and I did everything, so what I realized eventually is it just takes time, because after I realized I want to steam and bake my vegetables and slowly step up the raw percentage in my meals. That was really the when it clicked, and it really like improved my digestion and overall feeling of wellness. Another benefit is needing less sleep or better sleep. So if you're already sleeping less, you probably won't sleep even less, but much better, much deeper, really clear dreams. I remember when I first went raw, and at the time in the beginning, I was still feeling balanced as well. Not drained by all the fruit I was eating and the detoxification. I had such clear dreams and clear visions, and this is a huge benefit. Most people don't even know it until they go on a fast or they switch their diet, they exercise more, go outside more, breathing the fresh air, going for nature walks. There is a certain fog, a brain fog that we all have. And for some, it's much heavier. And the more you are on your health journey and the more you progress, when you walk through the streets, well, now in the current situation, maybe not so much, but when you look people into the eyes, you can really see how vibrant and you can feel their presence. And the more we step into the raw vegan world or raw vegan lifestyle, high raw, the more your eyes will glow, the more energy will have, and the people will feel it. And this also makes you able to see it in other people. And it is really important also to not judge other people by doing it, because I was really, when I was fruitarian, I didn't necessarily think that I'm a better person, But I only saw the bad in other people because I was so sensitive. I saw that, you know, they had kidney problems or they were overweight or they, you know, I was literally feeling what they were eating and what they were doing in their life, and it sucked me in. And it brought me down, like it really took a toll on me. And I realized, like, I was really judging everybody. I wasn't just seeing and observing, because that's totally fine, seeing and observing and becoming conscious of what's going on around us. That's perfect. But we can't judge at the same time. We can't say, oh, this person is bad, he should do this and that. Because most of the time, these are actually the thoughts we... we control ourselves with. We just reflect. It's just reflecting back by seeing other people going through similar journeys in their life. Yeah, let's hop to the next benefit of a raw vegan lifestyle, and that would be finding our natural weight and keeping it. So this is really a huge topic. Millions of people in the world. I don't know, like, probably, I don't know, 20, 30, 40%. Like, the numbers are just insane. So many people are overweight in today's world. In some countries more than others. And even in the developing countries, like in the tropics, people are getting heavier and heavier because they're eating westernized food. And what happens once we adapt our natural lifestyle and our natural diet, the way we are supposed to eat? In the beginning, the difficulty can be eating enough. So lots of people lose the weight, but then drop too low. And then they get hungry, they get cravings, and then they go to heavier foods again because the body just always tries to find balance. And if we don't actively, consciously choose to give him the balance or give the body the balance, then the body will do it by itself. And It's a big issue from going from eating everything to vegan, because plants just in general contain less calories than animal products or processed foods. So not being too strict in the beginning and really tracking your calories even. I usually don't tell people to track their calories, because it can get to our heads too much and we can lose our intuition. And listening to our heart can become much harder because we are stuck in our brain and in thinking and ideologies about what we should be doing. But especially in the beginning, doesn't matter if you're adapting a vegan lifestyle or a raw lifestyle, it can really become in handy to track your calories just a couple days to see if you're eating enough, because most people, or I would say most people that do the transition, they don't eat enough in the beginning because the stomach size is just too small and we just can't fit so much fruit into our stomach that to get all the calories, or and jumping to nuts or seeds and fill ourselves up with that also isn't really finding balance. So having some cooked sweet potato or some pumpkin or some potatoes instead of just eating a salad with a simple dressing that might not provide all the calories, because we can't eat, like, you know, a huge bowl of salad yet, that can really become helpful for you to do. So remember that if you feel like you're waking up the next day crazy hungry, it can just be the case that you haven't been eating much the last day. That's also something. That's also a reason why intermittent fasting doesn't really make any sense, especially like when you are already raw or when you eat high raw, because when you shorten your eating window, it's already hard to get enough food and enough calories on a raw diet. But if you also restrict your eating window, then it becomes even harder, because if you first eat at maybe 2 p.m. and you stop eating at 8 p.m. and you eat breakfast at 2 p.m. and then you are full and don't even want to eat dinner or just a small dinner, and then you had maybe, what, 1200 calories, it's just not enough for any person really. So keep that in mind. Lastly, something that is not directly about us humans and the benefit, but we can really save the animals and the planet. Not only because a raw diet doesn't need too many ingredients and it can really be as local and seasonal as possible, at least in, I would say, many climates. Even with me living here in Germany, I can still eat lots of things raw now in winter. I know many things come from Spain and it's not necessarily, I couldn't really say it's local, but the distance it travels is still quite small-ish, and I feel much better eating that compared to some things that come from the tropics. Although I have to admit, like, I eat tons of bananas, and these definitely don't come from the colder climates, so I'm aware of it. I know it's not perfect, but that's also a big thing to realize, is like, we've been growing up in an imperfect world, so how do we want to become perfect, if that's even possible? You know, we shouldn't thrive. We can thrive to be possible, I guess, perfect, but we shouldn't be attached to this idea of doing the perfect action all the time in our life. So I'm very much aware that getting the bananas from there is not the best thing, but it is the best option for me now, what I can do in my life. So really reflect on this a little bit and become aware of what is the best action you can take now, and then be okay with it. Don't think the whole time, oh, I'm still destroying the earth, or I'm still, you know, so much fuel, the ships that bring the bananas here take so much fuel. Yes, it's terrible, I agree, but until I'm creating my own farm and I can basically live self-sustained and pick the fruit from my own fruit trees and take the vegetables from the earth that I planted, until then I have to eat something, you know. So just remember to do the best you can and be okay with it, and forgive yourself and forgive that you've been growing up in an imperfect world. But we can do our best to consciously make this world a better place, and that's also why I'm here. This is why I share so much on my Instagram and also here on the podcast. I want to, like, truly see the world transform. I want to see people gardening. I want to see people going back to the earth, reconnecting to nature, and getting into the cycle of nature. You know, now we are on top of everything. Like, we get this, we get taught that we are on top of the food chain. No, this is not something to be proud of. This is terrible. Like, we are part of the whole cycle of nature, and everything I do really is like, it's just my passion to go back to nature as much as possible, but still not escape, because I want to show what's possible. And I hope you join me on my journey, and you really figure out the best things you can do in your current situation. And this is it for me today. As always, you can check me out on Instagram, and if you have any recommendations or you'd like to me to talk about specific topics, feel free to give me any recommendations. Just send me a DM, and otherwise, follow the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at fabio.belanova. If you haven't already, I figured you came from there because I mostly advertise there. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And I hope to see you next Sunday in the next episode. Until then, all the best, stay healthy, stay positive, and do the best you can always. Bye-bye.